listening to the Propaganda Report's Drive Time News Blast and Nighttime News Blast tonight. Joining me to help out for the first time here in a minute is host of the Mad Ones podcast and creator of the AI Presidents with Mullets that you've probably seen all over Twitter. That is Cam Harless. Cam, thanks for helping out. Also, as a special guest tonight, we have prolific podcaster and host of the Tinfoil Hat podcast and many others, Sam Tripoli, joining us tonight. How's everybody doing?
I'm good.
Great.
Fantastic. I wanted to talk.
Cam, I love your work, bud.
Thanks, man.
It's awesome. It is blown up all over Twitter, man.
It's great. And yeah. I love, what'd you call me? What kind of podcaster? Prolific podcaster?
Prolific.
Yeah, that's just political correct for a crazy person.
Yeah, well, I think we're all crazy people here. So
yeah. It fits. 90 million podcasts because they can't shut up the voices in my head.
Well, I want to talk to you guys because I want to hear those voices. And you guys are both fathers. You have daughters. I don't have a daughter. I have nieces. And this story, it relates to it makes me think, if I were a father, how would I feel about the story? And to give a little bit of a tease, I put together a highlight video of the person in question that this story involves.
Oh, and man.
It's fantastic when you actually see this player in action. So let me give you a rundown of the story, then we'll hit the highlights. Story involves a girls' high school basketball team in Vermont. It's Mid-Vermont Christian School. They recently withdrew from a state playoff game because the other team had a transgender player on their team, a biological male. And they withdrew for the obvious reasons. They said that it wouldn't be fair and that it jeopardizes the safety of their players. And I think we might see another reason that could be valid in some of the video here. And because they pulled out, it was announced yesterday by the Vermont Principals Association, which is like the governing body of high school athletics in Vermont, that Mid-Vermont Christian would no longer be able to participate in VPA-sanctioned activities in the state. So in-state basketball tournaments moving forward because they violated standards of trans inclusivity. And not just that, this does not just apply to the girls' basketball team. The ban applies to all of the sports teams at their school. So in Vermont, either you force your girls to play against biological males in women's sports, or all of your student athletes are excluded from sports altogether when it comes to state tournaments. That's for the sake of inclusivity. So let me get y'all's thoughts on that, instant reactions. Then I'll give you a few more details, then we'll hit the highlights.
Well, I mean, instant reaction is, you know, I do have two little girls. They don't play sport. They're too young for that. But the first thing that always comes to mind is, I don't know if you know the name Fallon Fox. I think that's her name. She was a transgender MMA fighter who just beat the living tar out of women. And that's where my brain goes immediately is the amount of actual physical injury that if my girls were on this team, they could actually end up, you know, incurring.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, everybody knows this is ridiculous. And, you know, these liberals, this is what happened, man. The internet was an amazing thing for information, but it also at the beginning of took our eye off of local and made us all focus on Washington, D.C. That's what like USA Today did and all that. We're like, what's going on in Washington? People didn't pay attention to their education boards or city councils. And then they just slowly moved these idiots in there who believe in this kind of, they're so pampered. Everybody making this decision, I guarantee you, comes from rich families. They don't have real problems. So they've created this kind of windmill, Don Quixote, fighting windmills, thinking they're monsters, kind of bullshit of inclusivity. And what they've really done is they're just useful idiots. And we all know that males and females are built different. We all know that, okay? They keep thinking it's about testosterone. No, it's about physical muscle mass. When a man beats a woman, no one goes, but he had too much testosterone for her. No, dude, we all know why domestic abuse is bad, because a man is physically bigger than a woman. And this is all part of this Marxist movement, this not like Latin American Marxism, but like this college Marxism, which is to get you not to believe in your eyes, your ears, or what your experience is. Yep. And we all know a trans woman has male body, built like a male, okay, has male muscles and compete at a higher. It's like getting, it's like Tyson Fury being able to compete in Floyd Mayweather's weight division because he identifies as a flyweight.
Right.
We all know it's not the same thing.
And at a high school level too, there's no suppressors or anything going on. There's no hormone suppressors. Not that that makes a difference. It's just a dude out there playing against chicks. And this particular dude is 6'4" tall.
And okay. Here's another thing. And like, if it's the guy I think it is, yeah. He's also not a high school kid, right? I mean, like, is it this guy that looks like he's like a 50-year-old trucker? Is that it?
No, that's a college player.
Oh.
That's a college player. This is actually a high school player. And so this is from an article. The kid's name is out there and stuff. It's not me putting that out there. This is in all of the articles that are reporting on it. Because there's a quote from the coach of the team going around. And the coach of the trans player said this, talking about how good the player performed in a recent win, said, "Rose brings such great energy to the floor," the LTCS coach said. We nicknamed her Rose, not in my house, Johnson, because she does not let anything come through the lane. No. Not in my house, Johnson. Not to mention the last name Johnson is a bit ironic. But the coach acknowledging, it's just like, so I watched, I skimmed through a couple of the games, and it was pretty obvious to me that the beginning of the game, the coach is like, take it easy on these gals. And then when it comes down to it, it's like, go out there and man up. And he starts playing like a boy. And so I put together a little bit of a compilation of clips and to see if the justification that this Christian school that is now banned from all athletics, really, when it comes to the state tournament participating, their justification of it not being safe for their players and not being fair is a good justification. And you guys can be the judge of this. Let me pop some of these clips in here and we'll do a little experiment here. See if you guys can tell which the trans player is when I put it up on screen here. If you can see that there, any like ideas?
Is it the ref?
It's the one that's a little taller than the ref. Actually, when the ref walks up, it's the one in red doing the jump ball. And this is the jump ball for a recent game. I'll let you see.
By the way, there's another big chick on the red team. I think they got a couple trans. Look at the one right there. She's the one itching her crotch right there. She's pretty big too.
There's honestly, when I first was looking at it, it took me a second to realize which one it was. And I verified it with some of the comments by the coach. Look at this jump ball. This is one of the easiest jump ball wins you're ever going to see in your life. So let me get the audio up here. All right, here we go. Referee throwing the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's just stupid.
It's a joke. Just taps it. I had that at 1.5 speed. Got a little bit slower there. Look how easy this is. So the kid just barely leaps and just slaps it over to a teammate. That's just a little taste of not in my house Johnson's skill. Yeah. And now we're going to see what terrible kind of man. we're going to subtly go up. We're just going to see what kind of rebounding ability not in my house Johnson has. Skipping over here. There we go. So you can see the size difference there.
25. Yeah,
right. The way that this kid is standing, it's just a dude. So obviously
a
dude.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And watch this here. Simple rebound. So that was, look at this. Look at the elbow. So throws the elbow. The other kid actually did a better basketball move and got position, but because this kid's a giant, just reached over and got the board. Now we're going to see some shot blocking ability come into play. I got about three or four clips here of some increasingly impressive shot block. You know, they have those videos of difficult three-pointers. They get increasingly more difficult. These are shot blocks, increasingly better shot blocks. Comes out, three-point attempt, blocks the three-pointer.
So Oh, my God.
I've had a three-pointer blocked once in my life, and it's because there was a seven-foot guy on the other team, and it's like he was at the block when I shot it somehow.
Yeah, Ari Shaffir blocked my shot, but he's also 6'4 and super lanky.
Totally. So this team right here, when I skimmed through this game, all this team did was shoot three-pointers because they couldn't go in the lane.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, dude, like we're trying to explain illogical.
I know, it's crazy. It
doesn't make any sense. And like it's like this weird thing where it's like, if just because you decide to identify as another person, another gender, you are given opportunities that nobody, men or women, are ever given to. And it's like so insane that, and the worst part is like, I don't know if you ever watched, there's all these YouTube videos now where like guys will get like five of the hottest dumb chicks in the world.
Yeah.
And just go, hey, define a woman. And then they all just freak out and they're just like, ah, God. And like the fact that women are co-signing on their own, like allowing this to happen to them is ridiculous. It seems like only mothers and men are upset about this. Women, particularly liberals, just cannot come to grips with that somebody on their side might be full of shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you remember that conversation between Joe Rogan and Adam Conover where they argued about women or trans women in sports?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so funny because the claim is one of his arguments was that sports are made for men's bodies. And that's why it's unfair. It's unfair for women to play at all or something. I'm like, I don't know what point you're making here. But the other thing was he was talking about how there's no difference. There's no physical difference between men and women.
It's so
but
stupid.
It's so dumb,
maybe man. 3 months ago, I was on TikTok and one girl who she was 6 feet tall and she was talking about how she had met a dude or a good friend of hers who was a dude and he was literally 5'6". So much shorter than she was. And yet he picked her up and moved her and she was stunned by how strong he was because she thought she could take anyone at his size because she was so tall. And it was like a non-starter when she, and then I saw a bunch more being like, yeah, no, this is totally a thing.
If you watch like MMA fighters and boxers, sometimes they'll like with a female boxer or MMA woman who's like kind of dominating women, they'll always like throw her in to spar against guys. And they're just like, nope, I had no chance. So this is a true story, dude. I was at a kid's indoor playground in L.A. And, dude, I turn my back, and there is Serena Williams. And, man, I'm telling you, I have never seen a woman built like a Viking like this in my life. I've never seen it before. And I know there's a lot of people like, oh, she's trans. She's a chick. She's 100%. She had the fattest peach I've ever seen in my life. And it was like a big fat peach. And I felt like I was watching a 300 walk by. She's the Brock Lesnar of women. And she even says she can't beat a top 300 guy in tennis.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest chick you will ever see. I mean, when you watch her go, this is a god amongst mortals. That's how I felt when I saw her walk through the room.
Do you remember her famous match with the dude? Because she said that she could beat any man that was outside of the top 200 tennis players.
She lost. That was her claim. I can't remember who was it against.
His name was Karsten Brosch, a German dude. He was ranked 203rd, and he wiped the floor with both of those sisters.
Totally.
Yeah, and she, like, I'm telling you, dude, you will be shocked when you see how big this woman is. Like, not fat, but in terms of just a like,
She's the built. Most
muscular woman I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this before.
And people do the exception. It's, you know, well, he could beat, she could beat some. Yeah, of course she could beat me in tennis. Yeah, I don't play tennis, but when it comes to the exact level.
And, they always have like some chick, like some really great boxer fighting like a twink in like Thailand.
Yeah.
And they're just lighting him up. And you're like, see, you're like, you remember when Rogan, who I love with all my heart, but he was actually floating the notion that Ronda Rousey could maybe outbox Floyd Mayweather, and everyone like, oh, like, dude, we love you.
But yeah,
like,
no way. That's
the craziest. And then she got in with a like striker and she just got lit the fuck up. And Ronda Rousey was like the, one of the greatest judo practitioners out there for women. So she wasn't a slump, any kind of slouch, but it's not even close, bro.
It's not close at all. And so the fact that men are going to dominate women in sports, you know, when they're at the same level, obviously what this gets to in a second is what, as a father, I want you guys to see is something that could be considered sexual assault in any other arena, to spoil it a little bit. Let me show you a few more blocks. Then we'll get to that. Cause that's something I hadn't even considered until I watched what was going on in this basketball game. Now here's a couple more blocks here after there's a 3-point line block. Now here's a pump fake. Oh, works. Oh, doesn't work because 6'4" block. Now, this one here, watch this block. I think this is the really badass block here. 3-point game. Comes in. Now, the next block. This is like NBA level block right here. Ball thrown in. Just rips it out of the kid's hands.
Yeah, I mean,
did you see that?
What are you doing, dude? And you know what's so interesting, man? And I think this is really, why haven't we seen this on a high-level college team or a WNBA team? And I think because those are already a very gay community. So they don't have to do anything crazy with those two levels. Because, you know, they always say the WNBA is 90% lesbian or something like that. So, of course, you're not going to put a trans in there because that's already cultural Marxism. Why haven't we seen a trans woman compete against the Connecticut Huskies where they've been dominating for so long? Why haven't we done that? And that, to me, lets you know why this really is such a psyop happening right now.
Totally.
Because it's really only against straight girls.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many people have you seen pushing for trans men to be in any sport with men at all?
It's not going to work very well. Now it's not going to be the same effect.
So they can't do that. They're trying to make this claim, but they're not pushing the other side whatsoever. No.
And the thing about this Vermont Principals Association that ban this entire school now from participating in state tournaments, they are part of the national organization that sets the rules and standards for high school athletics. So that's where that stuff can start to leak into national high school athletics here. And so I believe this is the clip where, so this team was losing by like 20 points. And then they said, play like a boy, and they came back and won. And they came back and won because they could no longer score because the guy started blocking every shot.
Hold on. So what team was winning? The white team?
The white team was beating the team in red by 20 points because the first portion of the game, the kid just ran around and obviously didn't try. Then in the second half, you could tell the coach said, all right, man up, and started blocking everything and started. So the kid's terrible on offense, can't shoot at all. They never pass the kid the ball because he just throws it up every time, but he gets rebounds and he'll score sometimes. But when he tries on defense, it's impossible for the other team to score unless they make a 3-pointer. So once they got down by 20, he locked it down and the other team basically didn't score. They scored like 10 points the rest of the game and they ended up losing. And
it's super interesting to me because, you know, if you look at that Leo Thomas thing, this thing just came out where they were trying to make it seem like there was a scandal,
right?
That she's actually sexually attracted to men being turned into women for sexual pleasure.
Autogynephilia. And I go,
what's that?
Autogynephilia.
Is that what it's called?
I love that you have a name for that right off the tip of your tongue.
No, well, because it was a big controversy for a while.
Yeah.
But I go, isn't that what he's pretty much doing, though? I mean, I think the notion, what they're trying to say is that he doesn't actually think he's a woman. he's attracted to being a man forced to live like a woman as a sexual sex slave, which is very weird because he's dating another trans person, right? Which is a girl who thinks she's a guy who thinks she's a girl, or is it a girl acting like a guy? It's like some weird.
So it's actually a hetero relationship that he's in
with much more, I don't know, many more steps.
I was telling this to Kellen on Conspiracy Social Club. There's a story I saw on TikTok about this lesbian that was telling a story about how her and her girlfriend wanted to support trans rights. So they went to this trans camp. It was like for trans women. So these lesbians went there. She ended up meeting a trans woman there, and they kind of hit it up. And next thing you know, he's hooking up with the trans woman who still has her dick. And she's amazed at how much she loved having sex with a trans woman, which is a long way to go to say you love dick, which makes you like 90%, 97% of all the females on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Long journey. This is how dumb it is. But like these women who are co-signing this stuff, they have no clue what they're doing. And like we have this new thing where it's like they've been talking about like by the year 2030 or something like that, like half the women will be childless. And the reason that's super dangerous is because we tend to become a little more conservative when we have children.
Yeah.
We tend to like start to go, okay, I have to think about the world that my children are coming into. Now that this large population isn't having children, they're no longer becoming that conservative, and they're actually becoming more progressive for a couple reasons. One is what Brian Callen said was a really good point, was that instead of like putting all their motherly love into a child, now they're putting it into the world. Now they want to mother the world.
Yeah.
And on second of that is like a lot of them are in these very big cities, which are super progressive, and their career now becomes everything. And they're now they're bending over backwards to show that they are conformists to these really cultural Marxism points of views. So they bend over backwards, even when logic makes no sense at this point.
Yeah, and you can't even lay out logic to people as well. It's not, you know, laying this stuff out isn't, it's not a slight against somebody who is an adult and chooses to be trans. It's illustrating how ridiculous it is to ban an entire school's athletic program from participating because of something that obviously is unfair. And when you look at the way this kid throws elbows and fouls in these games, obviously is a danger. And the clip, I got this one in slow motion, this last pack. Then a clip where he fondles a player's breast. Now, basketball, you move your hands around a lot. But, you know, when you're playing against guys, then, you know, you're not touching boobs. But when you're a guy playing against girls and your hand goes directly across boobs and lingers for a minute, you start to wonder, you know. This, here's that one, that last one in slow-mo. Oh, get that back up there. Because that was, you know, that was an incredible block right there. You know, NBA type stuff, slow motion, ball goes in, 25 comes over. Let me get a three. Look at that. Just rips it right out of the other kid's hand. It's just.
What is that elbow she just
throws? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She throws those elbows. Like, it does that the whole game. And that's why it's dangerous. At one point, I think I might have skipped through it. But at one point, there's a dad near the camera going, "Come on, you got to be kidding me." It's just like.
Well, what's very interesting is that most competitors want to compete against better competition, right? Like, like if you watch like all these MMA guys or boxers, they're constantly moving up weight classes to take on better competition. It happens all the time. You love to play college basketball, but the pinnacle of basketball is the NBA. Everybody wants to make it to the NBA. You'd love to go to Europe. You'd love to go to China. That's great money, but nothing's the NBA. The NBA. You want to take on the best. And but trans athletes are the only ones who want to take on lesser competition.
Right.
A good point of that is, I don't know if you saw, skateboarding is going to be in the Olympics coming up. And for a long time, they actually judged men and women on the exact same scale.
Oh yeah.
And men were dominating. I mean, we've had years and years to perfect this, but the women actually lobbied to have special rules so that they could get those nines and tens that the men were getting.
Of course. I mean, like, listen, there's different biologies going on here.
Absolutely.
And like, you know, there's this whole thing that women aren't funny. There's so many funny ass female.
There
comics
really is. Yeah.
There, right. There's so many great comics out there. And the truth is, most of them are the weirdos. Aren't your typical like traditional woman, because comedy comes from pain.
They're antisocial, yeah, like, but they're funny as shit.
Kershaw, yeah. Fortune Fenster, both lesbians, crushers, because they like comedy comes from this desire to survive, right? So we have different fucking builds for a reason. We're built to do different things. And what modern day feminism has done has demonized the divine feminine. So there's actually women who think having children is some kind of mental illness. Like they think having kids is ridiculous. Why they celebrate their dog's birthday.
Right. Yeah. And dress their dog up on Halloween and all kind of crazy stuff.
It's so there's so much illogic going on. And then on top of that, a new study just came out of Canada that said, like, women of Toronto, they interviewed a bunch of women from Toronto. 2/3 of them say they suffer from mental illness.
Yeah.
Okay. How many of them are on pharmaceuticals? It's just this whole thing where it's like cultural Marxism teaching them fifth generation feminism. They're on birth control. That's messing with their biological. So these two things have shish kebab the brain so much, they're also on pharmaceuticals. And then they're the ones telling us, we don't know what happiness, we don't know how to live a proper life, we don't know what goodness is, we don't know all this crazy shit. In reality, they've just been pushed into this kind of fucking chaotic place that goes against their biological drives.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, they'll self-diagnose too. They'll get that medical book. I know girls who'll just pull that book out and say I'm this or that because they want to blame whatever issue is going on that thing. And this whole idea that it's somebody else's fault and that the government should take care of all of it, it just creates this culture that which cultural Marxism promotes that you should sit around and do nothing and wait for Big Brother to come in and solve everything for you.
What, Sam, what was the percentage that you gave about women who will be childless?
It was like 50%.
Well, I mean, that's an absolutely stunning success for the progressives who are notably for depopulation.
Well, I mean, and that's scary for everybody, because think of the people who are not having the kids now. Let's throw in OnlyFans too. Like what OnlyFans does to a woman's ability to mate with the most proper of mates. It really decimates that. So now you got these college educated women not having children, and then you have these Viking bitches and like this notion that if you got D cups, you got to be finger blasting yourself on the internet, which is low vibrational stuff, which eliminates so many guys that don't want that to be the mother of their children.
Yeah.
So now you're taking these two, what normally be high functioning females, out of the mating pool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, have you heard about what, I mean, despite, you know, the other physical effects, what, women's birth control, the hormonal stuff does to the way they perceive men and how as soon as they get off of it, suddenly they're into masculine men who take charge and do this, that, and the other. But before that, they're looking for weaklings they can control.
Well, it also gets into like, you know, what television is trying to brainwash women into. It's like, you know, you got the Kardashians dating, like, and I don't care who you date, man. I'm like, really, I'm not enjoying this new movement where it's like, they're pushing like, I know this can't be real, but Tennessee was pushing like ending like interracial marriage. Like if that's a real thing, I don't know. It, like, I'd be like, that's going backwards. Like our whole thing, and this is my whole thing about the trans movement and all that shit. I don't care what you do when you're 18 years old.
Yeah.
Light yourself up like a Christmas tree. It means nothing to me. As long as you're not going hurting people, in particular children. I talk about this every time on every show I'm on. I live in Hollywood where women have convinced everybody that there is microaggressions of male sexual harassment in everything.
Except for high school basketball. Then boob touching's fine.
And we'll get into that too. So everything's sexual harassment by men, male toxicity. And then on top of that, they're all going to therapy and they're all on pharmaceutical drugs to deal with trauma, most likely from their childhood. And most of it's sexual trauma. And they're the ones who are telling you that men dressed as street hookers gyrating in front of fucking children is like artistic.
Right. And who are the therapists, too? So who's becoming therapists in this generation that are giving them advice? Most likely the therapists are going to be people who lean that way.
That's my whole thing. Like, okay, you're going to tell me how the world works, how happiness is. I want to know how many pharmaceutical drugs you yourself are on, okay? Yeah. And how many therapists do you see? And I'm not against therapy. I go to a recovery meeting every day where we just basically bitch and we tell each other how good we are. You know, it's like the closest thing to a fucking chick friendship I'll ever be in. But that's what it is. But you have people who are like telling you one thing out in public and then going home and living a complete and opposite life. They're miserable. They're drinking box wine. They got 1,000 cats and they're lying to younger feminists about what they should be doing and how they should be doing it because misery loves company.
Absolutely. Last clip. This is the watch closely. And I have it in slow-mo also of this is towards the end of the game. Over. So you see they're down 35-16 here and they come back at this point and they're winning. And so you see here at the beginning of the clip, the kid just stands in the paint the whole time. He signals to get throw it to me. You see that right there? Throw it to me. So you're already setting up the play. You know, just go ahead, give it to me. I'm going to dominate this. Oh, damn it.
Oh, they're down one.
Yeah, they're up by one at this point.
Oh, they're up by one.
Yeah, so kid says, give it to me. Now here comes the other team. Now you'll notice that this girl who he's guarding – or who is guarding him, she's the best player probably on this other team and also the most well-developed player on the other team. She's
the biggest CTs.
Yes, exactly. And okay. Watch his move here. Putting it in, swings around. Oh, there's the hand. Scrape across the breast. Very clearly. Did you see that foul there also? That girl gave a hard-ass foul at the end. But here it is in slow-mo. Watch this. Wrap around. Boom, right on the boobs, scrapes across there for a minute. Now, did he do it on purpose? Probably not, but that doesn't change the fact that if this situation continues to persist, that, hey, I can go play basketball on the women's team and grab some tits all day without nobody caring.
Yeah.
Well, I know that dudes, and I'm sure women are the same way. Like, if you've ever played a sport, your butt's going to be slapped by someone.
In basketball, especially, you're banging up against people. It's a very, you know, physical sport.
Well, I mean, intentionally, like literally, just your teammate slapping your ass. Like, does this not cause alarm for anyone, any parents?
That's what I want. Like that right there, to me, is enough to say, okay, I don't want to play against this team because I don't want my daughter's breast felt up during the middle of a game. And yet in the state of Vermont, you either have to allow your daughter's breast to be felt up in the middle of the game or your school's entire athletic department, all the students in it, are not allowed to play in the state tournament ever again.
It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable that we're at this place right now. And the truth is, and like I have trans friends. I love them. They're wonderful people. Some of them are hot as fuck, to be honest with you. They're like smoke shows. If they walked in the room and be like, that's the hottest chick I've ever seen, right? At my age, they're the only ones who think I'm attractive anymore. But the point is that I don't really, you know, this isn't to me, and I know I'm not like typical conspiracy theorist, but I don't really have a problem with trans people at all. I live your life. I always say live your life. I don't care. They basically want every day to be Halloween. That's all they want. Right. And like, I think we should all be allowed to dress like you know, ninjas or Jedis and live our lives like that. But the reality is there's just not enough of these people to completely change the way we operate. Like if you go, like you can go, well, what about handicapped people? Well, I guarantee you, if you go 3 or 4 blocks in a Midwest town, you're going to see some kind of handicapped person, whether they're walking with a cane or there's a lot more of them. dude, you could go from once you get outside of LA and you're driving to New York cross country, you could go days and days without seeing a trans person. You could go they're not people want to act, and that's the whole, like, if you watch these Vice like debate shows with all these panels, if the world Vice wants you to believe that America is 80% black, 40% gay, you know, and it's just like these demographics that don't fit anything at all.
Yeah.
It's like, it's unbelievable, because that's what television wants you to believe it is. And it's not. And it's not even in LA's like that, or New York, or, but those are the most diverse. The rest of the country is either really white or really Mexican.
Right, and that's how they use the communication apparatus to control it. Sir Tim of Tunnel says the tyranny of the minority in Rockfin here, and that's exactly what it is. They can project this idea that it is, there's more of the world that are embracing these point of views, when the reality is that it's just a minority of people who control what we see and hear through the interwebs, and actually that's why they want us all connected and why they want to consolidate and control the internet. The flip, you're right, the flip of logic that they're able to get people to embrace, and who's being harmed here? The way they're talking about this story is as though this Christian school are a bunch of bigots who are denying the existence of a trans girl. And they're talking about inclusivity. Yet all of these children have been harmed at this school because it's just crazy how reverse it is.
You mentioned disabled or handicapped people, and so I just decided to do the math. 1.6 million people, apparently, according to this, identify as transgender in the United States, which is 0.48% of the population. And the percent of people who are disabled in the United States is 22%. Leaps, I mean,
there's a lot
bounds
of fucking, you know, handicapped people. So it's like, that's why you have handicapped ramps, handicapped bathrooms, handicapped that, because there's a large percentage of the population. It, not large, but a decent size.
I mean, 22% is a big, it's a large amount.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. There's no reason. And the people go, you know, I have friends of mine that, I mean, I know that they've had horrific sexual trauma as children, and they'll be like, we gotta protect trans kids, and we got, it's like, dude, nobody's saying to go after trans kids. That's right. Not at all. You want to set up a safe space for them, do that, but there's not enough of them to completely change how we raise our children. It's just absolutely not it. When I watch these woke moms, these woke white moms at these all drag shows, and you look at them and you just go, you were born into such comfy existence that you are now over fucking virtue signaling that you are so down with the cause because you feel guilty about how good your life is, and you feel so guilty about it that you're willing to use your child as a prop.
Yeah, it's never anybody struggling to get by who's involved in this, just like none of these activists like in the Atlanta forest down here with the cop city. It's never any poor children who need food. It's always the children of very wealthy liberals.
It's SPLC lawyers.
Exactly. Right. So, my friend sent me this when I told him about this story earlier about, look, nobody should be targeted of any sort of hate campaign at all. We should accept people. We should also not call
typical,
like, ribbing
typical of progressives. They do some shit. They get in your face. They push you.
Right.
And the minute you say no and you push back, they act like you've attacked them.
Right.
Have you ever seen the video where they were at this? These kids were at Berkeley, and a guy had dreads, and this black woman had his hands and was like, that's cultural appropriation. And he's being really nice. She's like, no, that's from my ancestor. And he just did this to get his hand back. She's like, don't physically attack.
Right, don't hit me. Yeah, it's all in the fucking definition, the way they try and define it. Totally. And so that's if they control the definition of it, then it's just... When I say hate, like, I mean, people should be cool. I know they try and manipulate the way hate is defined. This story, this just went beyond ridiculous and made you think, what's going on in Bernie Sanders' state of Vermont up there? It's about a transgender Vermont school student who this article says was the target of a transphobic hate campaign.
Read this.
Right here.
Read that paragraph.
Exactly. Yes.
It says, for your mind to fucking explode.
She says, the student said, I breaking her silence, I want to be able to go out there and kind of just say, I'm trans, I am here, said the 14-year-old first-year student at Randolph Union High School who asked to be identified as a rabbit in the interview. As a rabbit. And then late in September, she's on the girls' volleyball team. Rabbit.
Oh, she wants her name to be Rabbit.
She wants her name to be Rabbit.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, she's.
I thought it said Rabbit too.
We've a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Jessamy Peluso told me that for 2 days when she was young, she told her mom she was a cat.
But, right.
And then she moved on.
You know why that the confusion is there? It's because Joe Biden has hired people in his administration who, outside of the White House, they live as a furry dog.
His whole thing is that bald dude in dresses that's stealing luggage is just insanity to me.
I mean, that stuff, you used to want to hide that. You never want anybody to find that out if you're trying to get a job. Now it's like your special skills.
Bro. Have you seen the video, and I hope it's real, of Jess Sommelier or whatever his name is?
I saw that you tweeted earlier. I think it is real.
Can you find that and play that right now?
It is hilarious, dude. Yeah.
If that is real, that is the greatest video of all time. Those guys were talking.
It was so funny, dude. They reenacted the whole thing.
I think those really were the guys.
You got to pull it up, Cam. All right. Yeah. Put up there. Let's watch that.
You can call me Rabbit. I'm so fast.
Yeah, you can. Dude, this is the funniest video I've ever seen in my life. It's on my Twitter.
All right, there it is. Oh, wait. There you go. All right, we got it here.
Dude, this is
this is where we waited for Jesse to come before we attacked him. So we got here with 10 minutes to spare. And we had to plan our escape route to survey the land. This building is actually right here, right above the stairs that we're going to attack them at. We made sure we got there at 2 a.m. sharp.
On the dot.
On the dot. We had no phones because he did not want us to bring any phones. He said, so we don't lose them. I don't know if that's really the reason, but you can deduce your own reason. So 2 a.m., he was nowhere to be found. He was not there. So we were like, damn, what do we do? We didn't have no way of contacting him. He had no way of contacting us. So we waited here for about, what?
Four minutes.
It was about four minutes,
but it felt like forever.
Because it was cold as balls. So I saw him out the corner of my eye, and I was like, okay, that's him. Let's go. Listen, go get this empire.
Yeah, they're like acting it out when they're walking down the street.
Get that nigga. Let's move fast. Come on, let's get him. As we cross the street, we say hey to get his attention.
Hey, Nick.
Hey. He turned around, looked at us, and that's when we started yelling the famous slurs he wanted us to yell. Hey.
Aren't you that empire? Hey.
It's MAGA country. And he said, what did you say to me? And then that's when I threw the first punch at him. I held the blow because I didn't want to hurt him, of course. So I made it look real, but I held it. Then we started tussling, moving around. And then I threw him to the ground. He wanted it to look like he fought back. That was very important for him. Because he said, hey, don't just beat my ass. Make it look like I'm fighting back and whatnot. So we did that. And then I threw him to the ground. And after I threw him to the ground, he had no bruise. I wanted it to look more real. So then I threw him to the ground. After I threw him to the ground, I used my knuckle and gave him a noogie. So I went like this. Why did I do that? Real. To give him a scar, to give him a mark, to make it look real, like he really did get his ass beat. After I did that, I fake kicked him. I don't know what he was doing. I wasn't paying attention.
That's where I came around with the bleach, the infamous bleach in the hot sauce bottle, poured it on his shirt.
He got it from Hillary Clinton's purse.
I finally put the rope around his face. I did not put it around his neck. I just placed it on his face, and that's when we took off.
They're running down the street.
Dude, is that for real?
That's on Fox Nation. I saw it on Fox. They went to Fox. I love how they acted the whole thing out like a short film, and they had almost like comic book music.
That might be the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's great. I love it. You know, people still defend Jussie Smollett too. That's
well, they all crazy. Do. I mean, everything's built on a lie, and they have to defend that lie to the
absolutely.
End. And then when it's so obvious a lie, they just move on and they pretend like there was never any discussion on it.
Right. So, you know, Jussie Smollett, he grew up in the same circles as Stacey Abrams because his parents were activists. They hung around the Black Panthers and stuff. And I can't remember the name of the other group, but they all grew up in the same circle, and other members of his family are big activists. So that's where I think that whole I think that is what pushed him into doing this whole thing is the activism background that he has. All these people have these weird intertwined background. It's creepy and it's weird. I got one more clip for you guys, if you guys are up for it. It's Stephen Colbert clip of just a new form of propaganda to look out for. And you know, Stephen Colbert, the guy who did the dancing vaccines songs.
He is the worst.
He's terrible, dude. It's so bad, man. He's the worst. He introduced another form of propaganda, and he's talking about the Dominion case against Fox News.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
by the way, real quick, before you get into this, I need people to know this because my co-host, Brian Callen, always brings up this Dominion stuff.
Yeah.
listen, anybody can bring a lawsuit against anybody.
It's not a conviction, right?
And if you have enough money, there's a lawyer that will ride this right into the ground, which will be years and years and years and years. If you have an unlimited amount of money, you can sue somebody till the cows come home.
Right. And so a lot of people don't know this. There's a guy who was running Dominion at the time who was involved in these lawsuits, who is a British guy who is the president of the Open Society Foundation. His name is Sir Mark something Mollick. Literally, his name is Mollick. And he has worked with Stacey Abrams on things in Georgia. He's worked on manipulating elections in Alaska. I dissected a video that he was involved in at Davos, this past Davos, where he basically talks about manipulating elections. And I looked into his background. The guy's entire history and the reason he's best friends with George Soros is because he spent the past 30 years going to different countries and causing overthrows of governments by manipulating the election outcomes. This is a guy who was running Dominion at the time and is behind these lawsuits.
Listen, my whole thing is like, let's just go back to 9/11. That's only a little over 20 years ago, which is insane to me, but let's start there. Okay, so maybe you want to believe that it went down the way they told you, which we all know it's not. The dancing Israelis lined up, just fucking lit up that fucking, all the beams like a Christmas tree, and most likely it was drones hit with some lasers and all that shit. We can get into that. But let's go after that. Weapons of mass destruction. Then we go into what? Russiagate. Then we go, then anthrax scare, right? You remember the anthrax scare?
Yeah, yeah.
Then we go into Russiagate. Then we go into the Me Too movement of Donald Trump. Then we go into Pizzagate. Then we go into, and we just keep going, coronavirus, vaccines, everything that we said was going on. They called us crazy, ended up we were right. But yet election fraud is the one thing that we're getting wrong.
Right. Yeah. And they leave out the fact that it's admitted in those depositions that the machines didn't work well and they weren't reliable.
The whole thing with this Arizona one, it's like, oh yeah, they did print 19 inch ballots on 20 inch paper, which would make the thing rejected. And that only happened in conservative areas, but you know, they didn't mean to do it.
Right. The things that the media, and this is how you know when they're full of it, is by the things they choose to focus on. Like Colbert does here, how Tucker Carlson in emails had a different view of Trump that he seemed to express on the news. And I don't cite Scott Adams a lot because Scott Adams, I've described him as the smartest, most naive person that I've ever seen create content, because he's always been this guy who's like, oh, they wouldn't get together and manipulate things. And he slowly evolved. I remember the first time I saw him, Alex Jones, a few years ago, he was just shocked by the things Alex Jones was saying they would never do that. And he's like changed his position, but he's so naive about things, but yet he's so insightful. And he had an insight about this stuff where he's like, it just seems to me like they're describing Tucker Carlson being what a journalist should be, which is unbiased in their reporting, even if they don't like somebody personally. And I'm like, that's a fantastic point that you're making right there.
I agree. I think Tucker Carlson is a 100% limited hangout. Oh, I mean,
yeah. His dad's a propagandist.
What he did to Gary Webb is unforgivable. And and he keeps bitching him. He's like, the media isn't going to give you what you want. You know, they're not there to inform. You're part of the media, bro.
Yeah, he's voice really? Dad, voice of America propaganda. So what's the thing with Gary Webb?
Well, you could even look it up. I'll try to find this real quick. He basically was part of the CIA's movement to just blackball Gary Webb from the media to make it so it was impossible for him to work. That he basically got ran out of town, lost everything, including his family, and, you know, found dead in a hotel room with two bullets in the back of his head, in which they called that a suicide.
Yeah. And Tucker Carlson, he says things we like, limited hangout. Absolutely. He has a background in propaganda.
Well, the whole thing is like with Ron DeSantis, right? Like Ron DeSantis has all the swamp people behind him, right? Like, all of them, Jeb Bush, they're all coming out for Ron DeSantis. And if you listen to Tucker Carlson recently, Fox News or somebody asked them a series of questions. And one of them was about the Ukraine and what they should do. And they went quickly through Trump's, oh, Trump has always been anti, said he wouldn't do the war. And then Tucker just spent romantically discussing Ron DeSantis's fucking response to it. Like for 5 minutes, this deep dive into like everything Ron DeSantis was saying. And because I think that's the guy they all really want.
Yeah,
they really want Ron DeSantis because he was part of the whole, you know, waterboarding torture fucking team.
Yeah. And he's like, so him and Brian Kemp, Brian Kemp won't be the one they choose, but Brian Kemp from Georgia, because they didn't rely on Trump to win their races, are going to be a couple guys that they prop up. And I got to tell you, I just don't think DeSantis. So DeSantis has Trump on the vaccine angle because Trump, he talks about his vaccine program, which is going to lose a lot of people. But I don't know if it's going to lose enough. But DeSantis can get Trump on that. But the fact is, DeSantis tries to be this clean-cut guy who's like Trump. And that's not going to work because Trump is going to force him to play dirty. And he's not going to be able to beat Trump at that game. And the whole idea that DeSantis is a groomer, which Trump didn't say, but he retruthed. I love that you have to say retruthed when it comes to his platform. I'm not saying DeSantis is a groomer. I'm saying that there could be people who accuse him of possibly being one. And you look at DeSantis and you go, I buy it. It's too sticky. And I think that there will be more that comes to that because he seems a little bit off.
Well, I think Trump's playing that stupid.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can 100%. You can still take out DeSantis, but play the game with him.
Yeah, totally.
You're like, hey, dude, I like Ron DeSantis, but he ain't me. And he, you know what? You know what I do, and you know how I do it. And Ron DeSantis took his entire playbook from me.
You're right.
How he operates, but I think he's handling this wrong. I don't think it's going to derail him. But again, so we all know they're all Zionists. They're all just 100% deep throat and Zionist. Okay, there's no way around it, right? But it's just like, man, they just don't like Trump to the point where I go, is it 90D chess they're playing right now? Is it like so deep a game that they're willing to go all that way to present like Trump isn't one of them? Like, do you get that at all, Cam? Like,
I don't even know what they're playing with Trump. Like, all the stuff that I've seen, like, why would you want to? Okay, so I live in Florida, right? And so DeSantis has had a, like him or not, a positive effect on my life.
For sure.
And so when you, like, if you could drive through my neighborhood, the neighborhoods around me, you'll see a lot of Trump flags are now DeSantis flags. You don't want to lose Florida.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's playing it stupid. I think it's a dumb play.
He wants to play the heel. I get it. I understand that. But, like, choose your battles, man. He could just dunk all over the dude from Georgia whose name I can't remember.
Brian Kemp. Yeah, Brian Kemp, he's going to be like this, and he's going to be a heel that they'll put in there to run. And I had to dip out my computer unplugged and the battery's running low for a second.
Stop bragging.
Yeah, I know. I have a computer. So DeSantis versus Trump is going to be fun to watch. The whole thing is going to be a big circus. It's going to be a bread and, you know, whatever. It's going to be a
circus.
And we love it. I think Trump comes out of that. I do agree that DeSantis has done good things for Florida, but to me, he's like Uncanny Valley. That he says the right things and he seems like the right thing, but there's something off about it.
All I'm saying is Florida is a swing state, and he's had
you're totally right.
Like, tangible positive effect for Floridians.
Yeah, I agree.
It's almost like we're gonna take. Well, I mean, Florida has a lot of a large Jewish population, so when he was banning free speech against, you know, BDS. They were all for it, and they probably still are all for it. And again, that was what Trump did as well. But that to me, and like, listen, good luck getting a Boy Scout into the White House. I mean, good luck.
Right. Totally. Yeah, exactly. Right.
So you have to pick what you're willing to live with. And these guys both have attempted to curb the First Amendment in order to protect the Israeli government. And I'm sorry. I that to me is bad. I mean, now would I take them over Biden? Of course. But, you know, that still doesn't mean I enjoy that. That's a really big red flag.
Did you see that story of this Israeli contractor? Used to be special forces over there. He was on video. I think it was The Guardian or something. It was like a Veritas-like thing where they went in there and they caught this guy. He did it openly, talking about how they offer services for $500,000 more if you need it urgently to basically steal an election for your country. And they put on the screen all the countries that they had stolen elections in, or they had attempted to, as the success number. I don't know what it was, but it was 33 different elections. Obviously, they always use that number. The United States was one of them. And when the undercover person asked about how they did some of these things, when it comes to, they created these fake accounts that had multiple different layers. So they had social media on every, so you could verify the social media so they seemed real. When they asked, how do you do that? The guy said, I don't know. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. I'd have to take you out to the desert and bury your body in the desert. Nobody would ever find you again. So I can't tell you that. Ha ha ha. And I'm like, I don't know that he's kidding when he says that.
Oh, he's probably not, dude.
Not at all. All right. Go ahead.
Trust DeSantis when he tells you he's going to waterboard your ass. Like, just trust him.
Absolutely, dude. He probably would. All right. Last thing here, then I'll let you guys get out of here.
Oh, God.
Here's Colbert, the cuckiest guy in late night.
So much.
Talking about those Dominion things and what Tucker Carlson said in type emails.
There you go. So last night was the Oscars, or two nights ago.
Yeah.
Oscars got 18 to 19 million viewers. And everyone's like, oh my God, the ratings were such shit. You're like, dude, 2 years ago, they were 10 million. So they've actually gone up. Now, from the past, we're
Will
like.
Smith effect.
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, like, I mean, it's just like, I'm sorry, like, we like, there's people on the right that are just like the left that just spin everything in a way that gets you to gotcha clickbait bullshit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was a way better Oscar than it's ever been. They cut back on the woke shit way more than they did. Of course, they had Jimmy Kimmel said a couple dumb things. Like,
you can't help yourself.
There were some movies that weren't recognized that were true stories, like The Woman King. You're like, that movie is the most offensive shit out there. And that's why nobody went and saw it.
Yeah, okay. Navalny, I think, was a big one there. And they did not let Zelensky come and speak. That was one.
That's unbelievable, because they would just love to suck off that guy.
They love sucking.
Can I just say, I think that maybe the only reason they got more viewers is just because people were rooting for Brendan Fraser.
I mean, it's possible. I love that all the actors from the 80s just cleaned up.
Yeah, I know. They did. Sam, did you like Chris Rock's special? I personally liked the part about Will Smith. I thought the rest of it was pretty much terrible.
Well, you know, it's like I'm weird because I don't really watch specials because I like to work free. Like somebody said, him and I have a similar bit, and I'm like, I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to keep doing my bit. You know, Chris Rock is great. I love his brother. Yeah. Tony Rock's more my favorite. But Chris Rock is great, and it's just very hard, man, when you've made your bones on, like, talking about race so much that now, like, I just feel like that's getting to hackiness.
Black people bitching
about white people.
Right. Well, what he did, in my opinion, which I really liked his stuff about Will Smith, but other than that, it's like they said to him, here are all the jokes that Chappelle did. Now you're going to do the counter position of all those jokes. And to me, it just came off as really superficial. I love Chris Rock. Like, I was like wanting to
He's really in, dude. It's like, I've seen so many comics that just do a different kind of style than who they really are behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And like, they when we're together, they bitch about a lot of the same shit we bitch. And then you see their social media and they're just playing the game. And I just think eventually it all comes for you. You can play forever, but I think eventually cancel culture gets you, even though cancel culture isn't as powerful as me. And we're now seeing a bunch of, I know we want to get out of here, but we're seeing a lot of these ESG companies backing out, pulling their money out.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll shut up now.
No, I mean, I can talk about ESG all night. I hate those companies. I'm glad that stuff's failing. Here's Colbert's propaganda. Then we'll get out of here.
These filings reveal all sorts of
fucking audio on it. If we're gonna, there we go.
These filings reveal all sorts of.
What the fuck is going on here? Well, maybe I'm not going to get this for you.
You just muted it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh,
too tough to digest. But come on, these filings reveal.
It appears to still be muted. Okay, so I think I must have not even got that here. Let me pull. I know where the YouTube video.
I mean, the audio is working.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear it.
I can hear it.
I couldn't hear it. Okay. Here. So you guys can hear
these
that.
Filings reveal all sorts of damning private communications from Tucker Carlson. But these communications, you see, they're just texts. There's no audio. But The Late Show has used cutting-edge AI technology. And this is true. We created a fake Tucker Carlson sound-alike to read his actual words from his actual texts. Like when he actually wrote this about the former president.
That's the last 4 years. We're all pretending we've got a lot to show for it because admitting what a disaster it's been is too tough to digest. But come on, there isn't really an upside to Trump.
Wow. Wow, I know like, that really sounds
funny, though.
It's not funny at all. It's nuts, though. This form of propaganda here where it's justified for him to take something that Tucker Carlson typed in an email and use deepfake technology to put his voice to it, like we've seen a lot on YouTube. But this being acceptable is, to me, a little scary because email and text, they lack context. They lack tone. They lack a personal relationship. And for him to put that, we have no idea what the actual tone of those texts were. I mean, this to me is unacceptable.
I'm just going to say this. This is a couple things going on. Warning shots of things that are going to happen in the future where they're going to frame people for certain things
yeah.
by using this. And it's just like, It's so hilarious how like The View and everyone's losing their mind about like about all the January 6th footage being released, which should be because it's the government and evidence being hidden, and they're all losing their mind, but they think it's perfectly fine to take private shit and put it out like this.
Yeah, it's nuts. And the manipulation of it, if that's acceptable. And it's like Colbert is kind of like, I don't know what he did in his life. I don't know what they paid him to where he made the switch is completely sell out. But he is kind of at the forefront of new propaganda stylings or propaganda messaging when it comes to the late night audience. Anyway.
Well, dude, I mean, you want the real damage? It's The View, man. If you watch what The View is saying, it is dangerous. And anytime you hear anybody say the phrase domestic terrorism or domestic terrorist, you just know that that's a talking point given to them. That's not a phrase said in natural discussion.
Yeah,
that is totally pushing a propaganda. And The View is doing that. And just think who watches The View. Housewives who got nothing else to do.
Yeah. Ted Cruz goes on there sometimes too. It's like,
I'll be honest, the only time I've listened to The View on purpose was the time that they were talking about my tweet where I caused an uproar in the Washington Post. That's literally the only time I've ever listened to them talk for more than like 2 minutes.
Dude, I can't go viral on my tweets. No matter how much shit I talk, I can't get anyone to get outraged by the shit I'm saying. I'm trying so fucking hard.
I'll be honest with you. When I stopped trying is when that shit happened.
Okay, I got to just be not care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. That's all I got, guys. I appreciate you guys hanging out this late.
Well, guys, thanks for having me on. Sorry if I talk so much.
No, I love it. Appreciate it. It's a fun time.
Nice to meet you, Cam. Nice I love your work. Keep it up, dude.
Thanks, man.
Thank you guys who hung out in the chat with the great comments and stuff. And, you know, we'll put this out. It's Cam. I'll get you the video and the audio, and we'll talk to you next time. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Can I mention something real
Please
quick?
Please do. Promote anything you want, by the way. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you and I, Brad, are going to be it's now technically tomorrow, Thursday. We're going to be talking to Jody Plouchet, the son of Gary Plouchet, the guy who shot his son's molester in the airport.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I saw him tweeting about that. This is my dad. And I'm like, nice, dude.
So Thursday night is the 39th anniversary of the shot watched around the world. And Brad and I are going to be talking to him about that whole situation, his dad.
That's awesome.
And it'll be on Rockfin as well as YouTube and everywhere else.
Man, your tattoo's got great color, bro.
Thanks, man. My tattoo artist is pretty
really
good.
Really nice color, dude. I'm pretty impressed by that. Yeah, just go to samtribbley.com. Check it out. I've been blessed to have 3 podcasts recently that have been in the top 200 of comedy on Apple Podcasts. Tinfoil Hat, Conspiracy Social Club with Brian Callen, and then my I call it the Sports Center for the Apocalypse. It's a Broken Simulation with myself and Johnny. Check it out. Hope you guys enjoy it. And hey, again, thanks for asking me to do this. I'll do it anytime.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Have a fantastic rest of your evening.